This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown. Now that he's the Republican presumptive nominee for president, former Governor Romney's support for mandatory health insurance in Massachusetts hangs like an albatross around his neck. It made him the butt of many attacks during primary debates, and this week it's forcing him into muddy explanations about whether the fine for failure to have health insurance is a penalty or a tax. When Romney first supported the individual mandate, did he realize it was a risky political move? And if so, why did he do it? WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a look back.
Governor Romney ultimately became convinced that requiring health insurance was the best way to persuade everyone, or nearly everyone, to sign up. But in the early years of his administration, Romney looked at several ways to cover the roughly 500,000 Massachusetts residents who were uninsured. MIT economist John Gruber helped make the case for the individual mandate to Governor Romney and a group of his advisors in the spring of 2004. Gruber showed the group what would happen with and without the individual insurance mandate.
The plan without the mandate covered about one-third as many people, but cost about two-thirds as much. And that was because the health free riders that he was so worried about stay out without the mandate.
Gruber says Romney was enthusiastic.
It seemed to fit with his basic sort of management consulting view of the world, the kind of here's a problem, we can fix it, and the numbers all work.
But as Gruber looked around the room that day, it was clear not everyone shared Romney's enthusiasm.
His political advisors did not seem very excited. His political advisors seemed to think this was not a great move for him, that this was too radical a step.
It was a step moderate Republicans had taken before. In 1993, U.S. Senators Bob Dole and John Chafee filed a high-profile bill that included an individual insurance mandate. It was roundly rejected by more conservative Republicans and most Democrats. Christy Ferguson, who went through that battle as an aide to Senator John Chafee of Rhode Island, was Romney's first public health commissioner. Ferguson warned Romney about the political risks of proposing an individual mandate. It wouldn't work in many states, she told him, but Ferguson said it might be safe in Massachusetts, where about 93% of residents already had health insurance, and the state was spending roughly $1 billion reimbursing hospitals and clinics that cared for the uninsured.
In Massachusetts, given the fact that most people had access to that hospital-based, emergency-based care, the idea of an individual mandate made sense.
While the governor was weighing his options, the administration of President George W. Bush threw up an unexpected hurdle. The administration decided it would no longer send large Medicaid grants directly to hospitals in Massachusetts that cared for uninsured patients. Romney would have to move that money, at least $385 million, into an insurance program or lose it. Ferguson says Romney could not let the state give up that much money.
It's very ironic. I think that a lot of what happened in Massachusetts was driven by the Bush administration.
So did pressure from the Bush administration push Romney towards the individual mandate? Or could Romney have found a way to get to near universal coverage without requiring health insurance?
Maybe, but nothing that really would have made as much sense. And so I think he's getting a bum rap from that perspective because I think there were a lot of other people that were involved at the national level.
Even with the looming threat of losing hundreds of millions of federal dollars, Romney spent 7 months talking about his plan without mentioning an individual mandate. Then Romney had what his aides call an opportunity. He would be the keynote speaker in June 2005 when the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts Foundation released a report called Building the Roadmap to Coverage. The report would recommend that the state require employers to provide coverage and make health insurance mandatory for individuals. It would be an ideal time for Romney to weigh in on both. Everyone knew he would not support an employer mandate, but what about the individual mandate? Andrew Dreyfus, then president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, went to the State House to brief Romney's health care aides.
At that meeting, the governor's top aide said that he had not yet committed to supporting a mandate. My sense that day was they had yet to make the political and policy decision to support it.
The individual mandate would also be a tough sell to many healthcare and Democratic leaders in Massachusetts who had traditionally opposed forcing individuals to be responsible for health insurance. Alan Weil, one of the report's authors, held several briefings in advance of releasing the report.
No one likes the sound of the mandate. The mandate is intended to be a backstop, but there's really no way to get to universal without the mandate.
Leading Democrats agreed to consider the individual mandate if there would be increased expectations for employers as well. But what about Romney? Dreyfus had a chart that showed the position of each state House leader on the main health care issues, including the individual mandate. But there was a blank in the box for Romney. The day before the big foundation event, Dreyfus called Romney's aide back.
And I asked him then, would the governor support the mandate? And he said, yes, put a check in that box. I couldn't possibly have known how significant that would be, but it did feel like a defining moment.
The next day, before top hospital, insurance, and legislative executives, Romney talked about the individual mandate as a matter of individual responsibility. After the speech, Romney told reporters that the mandate was the ultimate conservative idea.
I think it's a growing recognition, particularly among conservative think tanks, that the idea of having large numbers of individuals who can afford health care but choose instead to make the taxpayers pay, that doesn't work, that people have to have personal responsibility.
Romney suggested a less rigorous mandate than what Massachusetts has in place today. The bill he filed in July 2005 would have required either coverage for just hospital stays or proof that residents had $10,000 to cover their health care costs. The individual mandate, introduced in a bipartisan spirit in Massachusetts, never faced significant opposition here. It became law in April 2006. Nationally, there was some pushback, but not much back then. Again, Christy Ferguson.
It was very much a middle-of-the-road approach at that point. The politics have changed significantly. The substance really hasn't.
The substance of the mandate became a cornerstone of President Obama's health care law. Democrats embraced the insurance requirement after seeing how it worked in Massachusetts. Republicans fled from the mandate, leaving Romney in the lurch. Ironically, that day back in 2005, when Romney first proposed the individual mandate, was the same day he first acknowledged he was considering a run for president. Now, the health care law that was supposed to be Romney's crowning achievement has become his liability as he runs for president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.